Barry Potvin, who chairs the Board of Health, says that although the board voted to stay with the safe mask advisory,
we're watching very carefully what's going on, and that will be looked at once again, of course, at our next meeting.
Potvin says the short-term rental article is a 5 or 6 page document,
which specified inspections and conformity with the bylaws that are relevant that already exist in the town of Plymouth and the state laws for minimum standards for human residency and occupation of units.
Work on this article began about a year ago.
And it was worked on not only by the Board of Health, but also by a 5-member subcommittee that was appointed by the Select Board for the same purpose. That subcommittee consisted of 3 people that are directly affiliated with short-term rental owners, 1 other member who is actually a manager of a local motel, and another member who actually resides in an area where there are short-term rentals nearby. And that's the document that was sent to KP Law for their review.
But at the meeting, Potvin says, Town Council of KP Law, Robin Stein, explained her objections.
There weren't any major changes, but it was thought that it was best to postpone it until the spring town meeting after we could make all the changes and have further discussion.
The Board of Health meets next on September 22nd. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WETD News.